Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels, Matthew chapter 27, verses 3 through 5. That's our passage today. When Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he was seized with remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders. "I have sinned," he said, "for I have betrayed innocent blood." "What is that to us?" they replied. That's your responsibility." So Judas threw the money into the temple and left, and then he went away and he hanged himself. The plan was deliberate. The implementation was flawless. Jesus was in the garden. The kiss was given without incident. The other disciples had no reason to suspect that Judas would sell Jesus to the authorities for 30 pieces of silver. In fact, they fled themselves. They didn't stay around to deal with Judas. Judas walked out of the garden alone. Regret is an emotion that sinks deep into the soul. And when Judas saw that the beaten and bloodied Lord had been condemned, he was seized with remorse. His guilt drove him back to those who had paid him. In front of the chief priests and elders, he confessed, "I have sinned, for I have betrayed innocent blood." But there was no sympathy for the betrayer. So he threw the money into the temple and left. For some reason, Judas couldn't grasp forgiveness. The shame drove him deeper into his guilt instead of forgiveness that God provides. He took matters in his own hands and ended his life. Judas not only betrayed Jesus, but he ran from the one who could forgive him. Father, I pray for the person today who believes their sin is too great for your forgiveness. I pray for the person whose guilt keeps them at a distance and ultimately kills their soul. Open their hearts to your love. Let them see your open arms. Let the guilty find forgiveness and freedom in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.